The French Revolution Through Visual Sources by Catherine Asterbury. Lecture 1. The Ancien Régime. The Ancien Régime is the term used to describe the political and social situation in France prior to the French Revolution. This podcast will introduce some of the key aspects of this regime, particularly in the years leading up to the revolution itself. France in the 18th century was one of the most important world powers. In 1750, 20 million of Europe's 100 million population were French. England only had a quarter of the population of France at the time. Population and life expectancy in France were on the increase. Education had improved. Literacy rates were improving too. By 1774, a third of King Louis XVI's subjects could read and write. And the merchant classes were also rising in importance. The King of France, from 1774 until his execution in 1793, was Louis XVI. France had been ruled by absolute monarchy for over 100 years by the time of the Revolution, a system Louis XVI had inherited from his grandfather, Louis XV, and great-great-grandfather, Louis XIV. The Age of Enlightenment, a cultural movement of intellectual inquiry that had an impact throughout Europe, encouraged the population to be more individualistic, for writers to be more daring, and for previously accepted situations to be questioned. Public opinion became a factor, with politics increasingly a topic of conversation at court, in society and in Paris. When Louis XVI became king, he had wanted to be seen as a friend of the people and respect public opinion, but it was often in conflict with his concept of a historic absolutist legacy. Under the Ancien Régime, society was divided into three orders, the clergy, the nobility and commoners, who were also known as the Third Estate. The Third Estate outnumbered by far the other two orders. The nobility represented less than 1% of the population, but dominated society. The clergy were exempt from paying taxes and were entitled to tithes. And whilst the nobility technically had to pay some taxes, they would often find ways to evade them. The brunt of the taxation therefore fell on the Third Estate. Poverty was a real problem by the 1780s in France, and the feudal system operating was failing the peasantry, leading to discontent. In 1787 there was a poor harvest, followed by hail in the summer of 1788, which destroyed the crops, and this was followed by a very cold winter. Bread and firewood doubled in price, and there was a slump in consumer demand for manufactured goods, which led to layoffs. Meanwhile, the state was virtually bankrupt after fighting an expensive war in America against the British, and the king needed to find new ways of finding money. In 1787, he declared that the Estates General would meet again for the first time in 100 years. It had last met in 1614, hoping that this would allow him to raise money. The meeting of the three orders was arranged for May 1789. The Estates General required representatives from each of the three orders to gather at the court at Versailles. Representatives of each of the orders were to give an account of their order's grievances, which had been collected together in documents called cahiers de doléances. The Third Estate's complaints included the fact that nobles were exempt from certain taxes, that posts were not often offered on merit, and that there were no standard weights or measures across the country. Even though the king allowed twice as many Third Estate deputies as other two estates to attend, the system of voting at the Estates General was fundamentally stacked against them, since votes were by order rather than by head. This meant that the clergy and the nobility could always outvote the Third Estate. As the next podcast will show, this meeting of the three estates set in motion the French Revolution.